From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russia lays blame for a chlorine gas attack in Syria. The Russian military has informed the United States that rebels in the Syrian city of Aleppo launched an attack using toxic substances on August 2nd. That report from the Interfax news agency citing a Russian general. Interfax reported that as a result of the attack, 7 people died and more than 20 people were sent to the hospital. No reaction as yet from the U.S. government. Syrian rebels and human rights groups say that Russia was behind the reported chlorine gas attack. No immediate comment from the Syrian government on that report, which is battling rebels, is the Syrian government for control of the area in what observers describe as some of the fiercest fighting in months. The UN Security Council is scheduled to get an update on North Korea's test launch of a missile that came near the coast of Japan. UN spokesman Stefan Durajic said that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is deeply troubled by North Korea's recent missile launches. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the launch posed a considerable threat to what he called our national security and is in obvious defiance of UN Security Council resolutions. The United States immediately responded to the test Wednesday, warning the North Koreans that it is ready to defend itself and its allies from any provocation. An Emirates flight from India with 300 people on board crash-landed at Dubai's main airport Wednesday, sending black smoke billowing into the air and halting all flights at the Middle East's busiest airport. One firefighter was killed in that explosion.